One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on. On.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
We've been hearing the top albums of 1973, now turning 50 years old. It was a time when people were inclined to change, buying albums instead of singles, when Britain joined the European Union.
We were able to show how in one field after another, we could come together as neighbours to achieve by cooperation the many aims which we share and which we could not possibly hope to realise in isolation.
British Prime Minister Ted Heath taking his nation into Europe in
1973. City, strung out on lasers and slashback blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie. Ooh. Get back on.
Gene Genie lives on his back.
1973, a big year for three of the former Fab Four, Ringo Starr, Photograph, a huge hit from his self-titled 1973 album. George Harrison, from Living in the Material World. Paul McCartney and Wings, from the superb Band on the Run. We heard Pink Floyd from Dark Side of the Moon, which was on the album charts for the next 14 years. David Bowie, Gene Genie from the Aladdin Sane album, and Love Lies Bleeding from Elton John's enduring masterpiece, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. All from 1973, the year I began collecting albums, and I still have them 50 years on, including this from one of the great interpreters of song, her self-titled 1973 album, Maria Muldaur.
Midnight at the Oasis, send your camel to bed, shadows painting our faces, traces of romance in our heads. Heaven's holding a half moon, shining just for us. Let's slip off to a sand dune real soon. Kick up a little dust. Romance.